You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Call Your Shot Friday. And don't miss the excitement and action live at First Energy Stadium. Now is the first chance to get your Cleveland Browns 2015 season ticket secured by placing your deposit today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. John McClain, who was with us at 2 p.m., said he was waiting to get it confirmed that he did not think Arian Foster was going to play. And this is what he says now. I don't expect Arian Foster to play Sunday because of the groin injury. Big blow to Mallett. Big opportunity for Alfred Blue. When John McClain says that he doesn't expect Arian Foster to play, that means he pretty much was told, as he said, waiting for confirmation that Foster is out. So that is good news, clearly.
Great news.
For the Cleveland Browns. Again, Phil Taylor placed on injured reserve. The team has signed linebacker Keith Pugh off of the practice squad, and he will take Phil Taylor's roster spot this week. All right, it's time for us to pick our games for this Sunday, Matt, and to try to make it a little bit more interesting, we're going to use, not for gambling purposes, but just for the purposes of getting differentiation between you and I, we're going to use the spreads as opposed to straight winners. Atlanta at Carolina, the Panthers a one-point underdog at home.
I like Carolina at home.
Carolina at home. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I think Cam Newton is hurt, and he is struggling mightily right now. I think Atlanta continues to roll. Theodore Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears. Bears 3-point favorites.
I like the Bears at home. Home team wins.
See, this is already working. I'm taking Theodore on the road against the Bears. Seattle at Kansas City. The Chiefs, 2-point favorites in this game. Interesting.
I like Seattle on the road.
And because I think it is so bizarre, it's just a spread theory that Kansas City would be favored in this game, I'm taking the Chiefs because I feel like the average person would want to jump right on the Seattle Seahawks here.
So you're saying I'm average?
No, I'm saying the average person. You're extraordinary. Cincinnati at New Orleans. The Bengals, the first of three straight road games here. 7-point underdogs on the road to the Saints.
My upset special. No, I still like the New Orleans Saints at home.
I do, too. I'm going to take the Saints there and lay the points. I think that New Orleans, I think that Cincinnati team, I think there is a mini, I'm not going to call it a mutiny, but based on some of the things that I heard from Browns players that came out of the mouths of Bengals players, I think there is some strong dissatisfaction with Andy Dalton right now on that team, and I think that could be a very polarizing thing going forward. The 49ers at the Giants. Giants 4-point underdogs at home this week.
I like Niners on the road, traveling from west to east, still covering that four.
I like the Niners as well in that one. I think that was a big win, and that's the kind of win when you get one like that. It seems like everything's stacked against you. You get a big fourth down play. You get a touchdown then taken off the board because of offensive pass interference, and then you win in overtime. That's a kind of momentum-building game.
Also, too, mutiny in New York with the Giants and the way they lost last week.
Denver at St. Louis, the Rams, 9.5-point home underdogs. That's a big number there.
I like Denver on the road, winning by at least two touchdowns.
I'm going to take them as well. They have gone back to Sean Hill at quarterback, by the way, in St. Louis, but that's a team that just doesn't seem to have enough firepower right now. Tampa Bay at Washington, the Buccaneers, only one win on the season, taking on the Skins with RG3 back. Skins 7-point favorites at home in this game against Tampa.
I like Tampa on the road with the points.
Yeah, I think that I think the Skins get that game as well. I think that RG3 has a solid game, but I think with Josh McCown there, and you got Mike Evans, and you got Vincent Jackson,
an extra touchdown.
Yes, I think that you got that. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers there. Oakland and San Diego, the Chargers, 10-point favorites at home. I think that obviously San Diego wins this game easily, but if we're picking it, I'm going to go with the Chargers at home anyway.
I'm going to go with the Raiders, plus 10 versus the Chargers. For whatever reason, again, Oakland is a bad football team. San Diego's lost three in a row coming off of a bye, maybe a slow start, but they also have that's a battle, an inter-California battle, so I like the Raiders with 10.
All right, Detroit at Arizona. I think the Lions win this game going away. I think this is a Detroit team right now that is defensively as good as any team in the league outside of this Cleveland football Browns. Drew Stanton at quarterback for Arizona, and you got to like the way that Calvin Johnson looked when he came back. Golden Tate is thriving in this offense. I think the Lions are one of the better teams in the NFC.
I do, too. I'm going to go Lions on the road, taking the show out west.
Taking their show out west. And then we've got Philly at Green Bay. The Philadelphia Eagles, I think one of the most explosive offenses, but Aaron Rodgers, your guy, looking good. Big line, 6 here, but I think ultimately that Philadelphia has enough offense to keep up, but not enough ultimately to win this game.
I'm going to go with my pack. I think that Philly playing in the extreme cold of the frozen tundra will be too much for that Chip Kelly offense.
All right, and then we've got, as we look at the games around the NFL, New England at Indianapolis. Again, Tom, terrific. We know that's an upset special for the kid, getting 3 points there. I think that the Indianapolis Colts are a good team. I think this New England team is, though, playing on another level. I think the Patriots win outright.
I do, too. I'll pick the Patriots as well.
All right, and we got Monday night, Pittsburgh at Tennessee. You said that's your upset special for the Tennessee
Titans.
What am I getting
with it, too?
6.
6. I like it. I still like it.
I'll take the Steelers, and then Browns. Time for us to call our shots. Browns, Texans. I think the Browns win this game 24-10 on Sunday. A nice, easy win. It's going to be a little bit sluggish early, but the Browns are going to wear them down and run the football productively against this Texans team.
I like John McClain's reference to the earlier game at the New York Giants. The Giants won 30-17, and I believe that the Cleveland Browns will prevail 27-17.
All right, that'll do it. Call your shots. A lot of optimism about the Browns. Get to First Energy Stadium. Get loud. The Browns looking to get to 7-3. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys with Emmett Golden, our man, right after this. We got to give a big thank you to John McClain for a great interview today. A lot of fun. And again, updating you there, Arian Foster not expected to play for the Texans. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. And we'll see you Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Let's go, Browns. This has been Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.